It was supposed to be a peaceful march commemorating the 1969 Stonewall riots for gay rights in New York, but June 24, 1978 ended in brutality itself. A total of 53 people were arrested on the streets of Sydney, those involved shamed publicly for their involvement. Robin Kennedy was 24 years old at the time, part of the gay and lesbian movement fighting for their rights. Ms. Kennedy says the hostility at the time was open.
Every day was difficult for us. You know, there was overt hostility and oppression and discrimination. You couldn't walk down the street, you know, holding your partner's hand or anything. And, you know, you were targeted for violence in the street. So the whole society, the whole way of living was very different then. Every day was difficult for us. You know, there was overt hostility and oppression and discrimination. You couldn't walk down the street, you know, holding your partner's hand or anything. And, you know, you were targeted for violence in the street. So the whole society, the whole way of living was very different then.
The violence and unrest surrounding the march and the arrests prompted more protests, which also turned violent. LGBTIQ plus activist and historian Robert French says the police appeared to be targeting women at the march.
I was shocked by police and police activity on that day. They were coming out as sort of phalanx out of Darlinghurst Police Station. They were grabbing people, targeting people and dragging them back into the police station. And it seemed to me that they were particularly targeting women. Now, I do agree that, in fact, there was probably some provocation. I think there was the odd flower bomb. But again, the police response was totally, absolutely out of all proportion to the so-called offence that was actually committed.
2 years ago, the New South Wales government and the state's police force officially apologised to what were known as the 78ers for their mistreatment that day. The movement for equality became unstoppable in the aftermath of the day. The Mardi Gras has gained momentum and glamour each year since then, drawing huge crowds and exerting pressure for law reform. Mr. French himself launched the 1984 Mardi Gras parade in Sydney after legislation was amended to decriminalise sexual acts between consenting adult males. He says the movement has come a long way.
I look back on that and think how amazing it is we have moved in almost 50 years from being pilloried, from being electrocuted, aversion therapy, with court sanctions, with medical support. We've moved from that to plying our troth.
To celebrate this year's 40th anniversary, a large gathering of the 78ers who pioneered the original Mardi Gras will get together. And with last year's passing of the gay marriage bill, this year's parade will take on even more meaning. The AFL Sydney Swans are entering a float of their own, the first professional sporting club in Australia to do so. Other sporting codes have participated, including the National Rugby League, which has had its own float. Serena Jackson, chairwoman of the Swans LGBTIQ plus supporter group the Rainbow Swans, says it's a big moment.
As a gay person, it means so much. So the team that I love and the team that I support is willing to do this and show their hand and show the leadership and the theme of everybody's welcome at the football. It's magnificent. I can't even imagine us doing this 5 years ago, let alone now. The stigma of being yelled poofter and all that sort of thing towards the players and the supporters and the umpires and all that kind of stuff to now, I mean, it's just not allowed.
Sydney Swans Chief Executive Andrew Ireland says he wants the relationship to be a long-lasting one.
Our diversity action plan originally said that we'd try to get in for next year, but given the 40th year was really important for the Rainbow Swans, we pushed for this year. We know a lot of people want to be in the parade. As I say, we don't take it for granted that we got in this year because there's been so much interest. But we want to have an ongoing relationship with the Mardi Gras and obviously with our Pride games.
Matt Connellan, SBS News.